We put in about 6:30 a.m. as heavy mist was rising above the slow, warm current. I'd never seen it do that before. It was a peaceful sight. It felt the perfect time of day to get on the river, not a person in sight. We had the whole river to ourselves. It was cool down in the river bottom, and the lack of any sound was deafening. There were a few birds, the faint noises of forest critters, and the sweet sound of a meandering river. I couldn't wait to get in the canoe and slip away downstream. The water was crystal clear, and you could see every stone, every pebble on the bottom. Most of the river is about 3 to 4 feet deep, with just enough shoals to keep the trip interesting. I love floating the Buffalo River. I don't call it canoeing because I don't like to canoe. That's too much work. The only time I want to dip the paddle in the water is to correct the canoe's direction. I let the current whisk us away. We had rolled out of bed early that morning, and our outfitter dropped us off at the Ponca launch area. Ponca is a small town in northern Arkansas of a little less than 200 souls. The little river town is in the headwaters of the first designated national river in America. It's not a national park. As amazing as the float was going to be, our greatest excitement was a little excursion off and away from the river. It's past Big Bluff, but before Gray Rock, and you can easily miss it as you float by. Though it's only a short 20-minute hike from the river, it's about a 3-hour float first to get there. The trailhead, too, hemmed in hollow, is on a bend in the river. Nothing really marks the spot where you pull your canoe out and tie up to a log, other than you usually find several other canoes whose occupants are hiking the trail. There'd be no other canoes this morning. Hemmed In Hollow is a single-drop waterfall located within the Ponca Wilderness area of the Buffalo. The height, they say, is just over 200 feet, about 208. The National Park Service says it's the tallest waterfall between the Rockies and the Appalachians. We drank our morning coffee and feasted on granola bars. We kept watch from our canoes for the bend in the stream, but the trailhead was easy to spot this day. We had been to the waterfall before. It's like stopping at a favorite hamburger milkshake joint on a comfortable road trip. Hemmed In Hollow has to be, arguably, the second most photographed natural landmark in all of Arkansas, the first being Hawksbill Crag, a.k.a. Whitaker Point, which is also here in the upper Buffalo Wilderness area near Boxley. We grabbed our water bottles and headed down the trail. Soon we found ourselves surrounded by bluffs on three sides, all covered with green towering oaks and hickories. We were hemmed in, and there in front of us was the waterfall. It's hard to stand in the waterfall. One, because it's so cool. The other is because the circling breezes flow through the bluffs, pulling, then pushing the waterfall as it tumbles down its long cascade. It's here, then over there, and then back again. We stand before its presence and take it in. We cock our heads back to see the very top. The rest of the float would turn out to be easy, and we felt satisfied from sharing a gift of nature displayed that day only for us. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.